The Bible reveals that the Spirit Himself helpeth our infirmities. We are going to pray two prayer points before we break camp tonight. Amen. Please, let your commitment to personal prayer not die. When a vessel of petrol is brought into the country and we go to work on it, if you mount that vessel or board the vessel by 3 o'clock, you will come back out by 9. Because when you enter, they'll check the draft. They'll say it's not on evil key. Now the captain should go and balance it well. Balance it. While we are doing balance it well, 1 hour. Then they say, okay, where did it come from? Hey. Then they say, okay, there are supposed to be 7 people that are supposed to inspect it, and there are only 4 here. Let's wait for the remaining 3. Then they say, okay, night is coming. Night. Let's go tomorrow. Tomorrow we come. They say, oh yeah, let's climb the tank to see if the depot has enough capacity to receive it. We'll climb. The climbing we are talking about is, you are climbing 2 times of this house, and you are up there, trying to use your measuring instrument. And one whole, you just see the day from 11 o'clock, you are going to 6, you are going to 7, you are going to 8, you are going to 9, and then you start running to get a bus by 9. By the time you reach home, it's past 1. When you do like this, it's daybreak. And you're supposed to be there by 8. But the point is this, on the tank, we fast and pray. Because if you say you want to come home by 1, and say, covenant, keeping God, the covenant will break. So as you climb it, you climb praying in tongues. You build it into your life. So there's none of you here that works as hard as I do. I am sure of that. None of you. None of you. You have never had fast to climb a tank before. When you come out, you know you are aging. You are aging. When you drop, you know your age is going. But we do it with fasting, we do it with prayers. We'll build it into the day. As you are on a bike, you speak in tongues. You are in a bus, speaking tongues. You'll be in a bus for 30 minutes, you speak in tongues. Speak in tongues. You speak in tongues. And then before you get home, you have spoken in tongues for 4 hours. Your spirit is charged. You need to look at the Bible. Hallelujah. When you come, man, see that you are talking too much, you know that you have not fasted well. So you take more fasting. You increase it from 4 days to 12 days. And then you check your talking. You check your talking. You check your talking. You balance it. Hallelujah. Then when you now have control, your spirit now exerts control over your ability to speak. You continue. Then maybe something happened in the office. Then you became more angry than you were supposed to be angry. It means that there is an overflow. So you come back again. Take some days of fasting. And that's the Christian life. You need to be checking every time. And when you lose your virtue of sincerity, you lose your Christian journey. If you lose your virtue of sincerity, you become fake. And if you dwell in fakeness without exposing the fakeness to God, without exposing the fakeness and say, help me. Hallelujah. You are in trouble. Are you with me? You start going to work, and then you now notice that you look at sisters in the bus much. The young men are laughing. The Lord will help us in Jesus' name. When you notice that the looking is beginning to increase, that's 21 days. Your mouth needs 14 days, but your eye needs what? 21. You don't understand it. Oh my. Ma ento esalam. Your eye needs 21 days. Your mouth needs 14 to tame it. Your eye needs what? 21. After 21 days, your eyes will be tamed again. Now, I tell you as a man that I've seen fools many times, so I can prescribe days for you. When you come with an appetite, I say, this one is 7 days. Don't feel bad that the appetite was dead. No, that's not the problem. The problem will be that you did not respond. That's the problem. So when it comes, you deal with the eyes. How many days? The mouth, how many days? 14. Lost, 7 days. You just wake up and you want to hold a woman's waist. Hey. When that one comes, 7 days, then your desire will be brought under check. Lawlessness will want to project his finger to corrupt what God is building meticulously. When you notice it, because the Bible says we should not only love righteousness, we should what? Hate. So when you see wickedness wanting to rise, hate it and fight it. Fight it. Fight it. But if you allow it, say, you are speaking in tongues and touching again. Malando ekemo. Even if you want to come to the tent, something will tell you that go home. Yesterday night, people woke me up with a call. They say, Pastor, wake up! I woke up. You know, there are places in my house where there's no network, so I ran out to the gate where there's network. What's the... One new convert that I met, we casted out how many demons from her? Many droves of spirits. And we are put her under intensive care unit. A pastor say he wanted to deliver her. And he said the deliverance venue is a mountain in Zaria. Mountain. And she foolishly followed to the mountain. And then he now showed him that this is one of the sites, deliverance site. Then now said, the next site, I'll show you tomorrow. It's my house. That site, that deliverance site. So he now called her that she should come to the next site. And she went there. You know what delivered the man? What delivered the man was that his children came back from school. So that what delivered him. So the lady now... Because she was a Muslim. The time I was conducting deliverance for her, I was hearing this perfume of, you know those. So she thought that was how every pastor was sincere. She just discovered the revelation that day. And then she was afraid to call me because she knows that I will use koboko. I would expel. That's the first thing I will do. So she now called somebody to call me. I almost fell with the phone. Because what will take you to that point? Do you understand? If you lose the virtue of sincerity, you are a fake man. If you lose it, you are becoming fake. And the devil, you know, lust can eat your soul, just like witchcraft does. Don't lose it. So when you notice that your eyes are no longer under the control of your spirit, that your eyes are moving like this, your spirit is saying, calm down, calm down. So you know it's independent. So what you do is what? 21 days, it will calm down. When your spirit says calm down, it will calm down. So don't speak in tongues and touch it. You can handle those appetites if you know how to release the ability of the spirit. Because the Bible says that if by the spirit of God, we bring to death the appetites of our mortal body. So the appetites of your mortal body, you can decide to deploy spirit power to tame it. Because you don't use any appetite except it's allowable under God's government. Are you still with me today? You know, we are young people and... Sorry, mommies. This one is required. Young people... Many of us will soon get married and all that. Sex is a good appetite to be used under the government of God. Allowable only when you are married. All those appetites that are driving you now that you are in courtship, it can be maintained, it can be tamed by spirit power if you do not ignore it. When it comes and it's not time for it to come, don't awake love before it pleases. It's like a radical inferno. It will run you crazy. It's like a drug. Are you with me? If you cannot master this little appetite, how can you conquer kingdoms and hold it down for God? That's what the Bible says. A man that cannot keep his household in check, how can that one govern the church of God? If you cannot master the little appetites you are carrying, how can you conquer kingdoms? Are you with me? Because God has helped us in mastering some of these appetites, when they brought bread for us to take on the field, our system has been wired up by the principles of righteousness. So what you are bringing is not consistent with what my inner man is made of. So it's not a challenge for me to reject it, no matter how much it is, because I'm wired off by a different technology. You can't handle those little appetites. You think you can rule Benue State and make a difference? You don't understand. You will be the potter in guest hostel. You'll be the one taking roll call. And you'll not know why you are there, because an appetite made you a slave. I know you don't like what I'm saying, but when I was in courtship with my wife, there are times where you will want to, I want to carry her to the bush. Just carry her on my head and run straight. One of the reasons why I could not carry her and run is because, one, she was my disciple. So she's looking at me carefully to see what with this preacher. So I had to learn in silence how to breed you, because she saw me as a perfect man. One day she asked me, do you fall sick? Because whenever I come, I roar with kingdom language. Then I told her, I say, I'm a man, I fall sick. She felt I was a living perfect master. She never knew that I was breeding up. Sometimes, for 3 days, because I'm battling with something. Something just came up after the last call. If you don't see the futility of your humanity in relationship to present those lawless faculties to God to tame, you are not qualified to have a wife. You are not qualified to have a husband. Go to the school of the spirit. May God add 5 more years in your journey so that you can learn well. Because I was 31 years old when I married, and I married as a virgin. Years old virgin. You need to see her when she comes in the evening. You will pray in tongues when you see her majestically coming down in the evening. You have no idea. So wake up and know the Holy Ghost. Meanwhile, I studied my Bible recently. I found a new thing. A man that makes a lady pregnant and will just go to the village and pay your bride price. That's what I found out. You don't make a lady pregnant if you are not ready to marry. We'll go straight. You pay. I will pay. Me. I will make sure the contract is sealed. If you run, I will go there on your behalf and say, he sent me. Take money. If you don't, I will pay. What do you want? Take, we are married. Then I'll send you text. The location of your wife is high level. Continue life. In the name of Jesus. You must master the appetites. If not, the Bible says that a man that has rule over his spirit is stronger than a man that takes a city. Because after taking the city, you fall on a woman. And they will take your heart out. But a man that has rule over his spirit, he has no weakness. The prince of this world will come and try his reins and find nothing in him. So when you want to be strong where? In
your spirit.
Your humanity will still be with you, just so that to test your virtue of sincerity. That's why this one is here. You can still lust, you can still sin, you can still lie. The potentials are still with you. The body of death will follow you everywhere. So if you lose the virtue of sincerity, you have lost your walk with God. That song that they sang, "You are the God of the second chance," don't sing it again, because it's not consistent with the Bible. When Cain lost it, in the Old Testament, we thought that it was only bread and porridge that he gave in exchange. Is it Cain or Esau? Porridge, we say he gave a pot of porridge. In the New Testament, the Bible didn't talk about pottage. He said Esau was what? A fornicator. A man that cannot control his eating cannot control his sex.
Yes. Yes.
If you want to stop that appetite, close the mouth. Every other thing will. So the key to the cure of appetite is what? The mouth appetite of too much talk is how many days of fasting? 7. This is a template I found out in the wilderness. The one of I, when the I is going, you say, "I, come back." You say, "All right, I." When you see it like that, how many days? It will come back. When you see lust, you just wake up like this. Ah! Don't finish the ah, just cut it. 7. The Lord give you understanding. And if you have rule over your spirit, you are better than him that takes the seat. A lady came to our house and did one hairstyle for my wife, and now remembered how my wife used to look like. She brought that face out. I said, "Ma." But now, if I say "my" now, it's not lost. May you say "my" where? May the Lord bring that day when you will look and it will not be a gaze of lust. It will be permitted in the kingdom. The government of God will accommodate it. I know you are not saying, you are saying amen under your mouth, but I know what you mean. But if you go and fall on something, if we find out, first of all, I will come to the pulpit and say, "That relationship, I don't know it." That's how I will start. I won't come to you first. I will come here. So that the people will not say, we are the one teaching you. You don't understand? You are on your own. Because many people have entered courtship here. Bonnie is in courtship. I program him like calculator. Do you understand? I know when he's traveling. I know if he's going to see the girl, I will ask him to give his phone to the girl to talk to me, so that she will know that I know you are there. But you are running a relationship. You are doing it by yourself. You are running your program. See. Oh. You are blessed. When it comes to this one, the smiles will stop. We don't know you. And if there's a child coming, you can't abort. If not, I will curse you. Yeah, me. If I curse you, no mountain will break it. That's number 2. Then number 3. When you give birth, I'll pay the bride price. You want to run. You are in Abuja already, planning a new life. In Vandekia, we have concluded the payment. Are you with me? You must be hard on yourself when it comes to these issues. You must take a stand about these issues consciously. Because when it comes to kingdom issues and you don't take a stand, you have committed treason. I knew that when I was cutting, I knew it was possible to enter into sin and live there. But I knew it was against the law. So that means the law must have a way to make us survive. I found a way. The way is, you cannot stop the lust from coming to come. But when it comes, remember, the one of the eyes is how many days? The one of the mouth, talk, you talk and talk devil thing, talk demonic. You even pray Muslim prayer. What? When you see the mouth begin to say old things, put it on diet. You'll get back. I know my gospel is not sweet, but it will bring deliverance. There are some things that are bitter in the belly, but they can set you free. In Jesus' name. Take a stand about it. And remember, if you have rule over your spirit, you are greater than the warrior that takes over a city. We started a prayer point yesterday. We are going to continue. Give me a righteous heart and a consistent spirit. Sister, righteous heart and what? When you notice that thoughts coming into your mind are evil, don't just sit down and just allow them. No. I taught us before that your utterances have more authority than your thoughts. So when you discover that strange thoughts invade your mind, start talking. Start speaking righteous things. Start speaking the scripture. Start speaking it. Don't stop. Keep speaking. A time will come, that thought will stop. The demon that brought it will be overpowered. Because you use life and death is in the power of the tongue, and death that love it will eat the fruit thereof. You have produced some fruits which you will eat. Do you get that? We want mature people to go into relationships and bring a medal of chastity. Once you have a medal of chastity, we know that the devil cannot probe that family. Are you with me? We are doing deliverance today on people that broke spiritual laws. And we look for pillars to exploit. One of the pillars we exploit. Who were you dedicated to when you were born? If you are dedicated to God, we can exploit that pillar. So we look for cracks and pillars to exploit to bring salvation to that person. Having done this for many years, I can counsel you today. You need a clean medal of chastity. Are you following? Fight it. Fight it. Fight it. And gain that mastery. Gain that badge. And when you have gained that badge, you are done with the devil. The devil can kill your neighbor. He will pass over you to kill the other one. Because he has no ground to stand upon. Especially when you are an intercessor. You know, your power is your right standing. Don't compromise it. You understand what I'm talking about? Don't compromise it. Don't lose it. Because you will need it in the future. There are sometimes the devil will come upon your children to afflict them. You will stand on that ground and say, "Hey! My son was sick. I took a flight to Enugu. Came home. I touched him. I prayed for him. Touched him. He was healed by prayer." Meanwhile, they rush into the hospital in the night. If you have that right standing, you can bring people out of hell. Don't lose it for anything. It's costly. It's difficult to build. But when you have built it, you have a terror. You can set people free from the claws of darkness. And it shall be so. Don't lose it just because you want to play a game. Check all the people that played that game. How far did I go? Have you seen anybody that received a trophy? Because then wake up and gain mastery over your appetites. Better is a man that has rule over his spirit than him that taketh his seat. Let your stand be clear. In Jesus' mighty name. Give me a righteous heart and a consistent spirit. Hallelujah. In my journey with God, I found out there's something God will never put aside. His law. Never put aside his law just because you came. If you decide to hold a perspective that doesn't synchronize with God's law, God will give you space so that you see the effect. He gave you the law so that you can be saved. Because of the way the spirit realm is structured and the topography of that realm. It's like a wilderness. Nobody can journey into the spirit realm and come out unharmed except he's guided by the Holy Ghost. No one can journey there. He needs guidance. And so God gives a law so that you can be preserved. Not because he wants to keep you under lock and key. Every appetite must be used under his government. That's why even though I stay in Lagos, my wife stays in Makurdi. I cannot become loose. In fact, those days I didn't used to shake sisters. I was an old prophet like Elijah. Shaking was a crime those days. When I go to Lagos, I adopt some of those measures. Why? I know how many years it took me to build what I have with God. I will not throw it away in the night. No. I suffered. I went through process. God had to deal with my pocket, deal with my talking, deal with my eating, deal with loss for years. Then one loose day in Lagos, I say, I want to touch a lady. I've not seen that lady. I've not seen her. I was working in Total as the rep of the government. And a lady came and was working on the... You know, that's how she used to go early in the morning with... She didn't know a Nigerian eunuch had come. Say eunuch. The wife I love so much, that lady, I love that lady. She delivered me in trouble that way. Because of her righteous heart, her prayers have covered me many times. That one, I've stayed with her for some times. There are long times where, because of warfare, I don't touch her. Then I meet a lizard on the road. I say, I mean, no, the Nigerian eunuch. You don't understand. It took time for me to build what I have with God. It took time. It took time. Among all of us that were sons of the old prophet, he told me that I will say. He didn't tell the rest. He said, you. He had checked us. Some were anointed, far more anointed than I am, but they like women. he didn't tell them anything. He didn't say they will fail, but he came to me and said, you were excellent. There's a covenant some of us made before we started. And the altar of iniquity cannot take away that covenant. And if your own stand is not set, you bow down to something. I've seen temptation for money. And then when they say that you don't take money, then they now try to use women to make you weak. So that you can accept. You know, we are in the war zone there. You don't know. Then when they find a man that has no lust, because they believe that every man has a price, until they find a man that has no lust, then they'll now say you are an narcotic man. How can that you are? It's only in the court they have this kind of. No, it took time. I remember there was a time I fasted. I was like a HIV victim. If you see all my hay was outside. When I'm breathing, you see my inner structure, my lungs, see for fasting. I could coil my stomach and it's as if it's the back fasting. I was black and thin. Until the Lord encountered me and said, I will empower you in your tongue. Your tongue will be your power. A stammerer was converted to become an orator. That is a sign to my generation. You didn't know me when I was a stammerer. I know myself. For that stammerer to become an orator before he's 40 years old, even if an angel appears, that sign is superior to the appearance of an angel. I'm convinced by God of his reality. I'm convinced. I don't need a proof. Now I'm determined to serve him till I die. Very well. Alright? That's my own journey. You can have your own story, no problem. This is mine. And until we put the flag of Jesus on the end of the earth, the corner of Madagascar, the outlawed cities of South Africa, the forbidden territories of North Africa, the dark lands of the Arabs, until we go there and finish the circle, the sun will not set on us. So you, maybe your own journey, what you are seeing is Vandekia. That's why you can accommodate all those kind of... I see the ends of the... And I will never drop the mantle down to have rest. Drink water and refreshing at the other side. Hallelujah. I'm not expecting to live the best life on earth. No. That's not my dream. I'm not expecting to drive the best car. I'm not praying to be the richest man in my village. It's not my calling. But I don't know how it will happen. I will take that banner and put it in Madagascar. I will put it in the ends of South Africa. I will take it to the forbidden territories of North Africa in my lifetime. Yes, I will go around the world again and again before the sun sets upon my head. When the circle is complete, my children and the younger ones that are coming up, we have a vision for our life. You don't need to help. They have seen it. They have seen it. Hallelujah. And after that time, the coffin you put me doesn't matter. Hallelujah. When I become 79, I will show you where to bury me. I will have located the spot. Because from that time, from 79, so that I can be around to see your grandchildren, I will now begin to program it from that point. When I get to 79, then we'll consider how long left. But I will, at least that time, should know the spot. Because I will, at that time, I would have drank waters of another city. My eyes must have seen the realities of another land. Even if you make me chairman of local government that time, it doesn't make any difference anymore. But some of us will not rest until the nations cry Jesus. Until the nations cry hallelujah. And will not sacrifice what we have gained with God on the altar of a strange woman. Can you take your stand tonight and say, this is my stand. A righteous heart and a consistent spirit. So that if somebody tries back in the next 6 years, let him meet you burning with intense fire. We caught the fire on campus. 5 years later, I saw my friend in the bank. He had settled. There was a great brother those days. One thief brother, Ben Aki. Ben Aki. Hey. Those days he will speak in tongues and speak in tongues, and then a time comes when if he speaks, he will fall. After many years, we saw him. He had settled. There was one brother like that. He loved God more than all of us, because when we start praying, he will start crying. He used to feel Jesus so personally. But after 7 years, may God give you a spirit that is consistent. I was far from being the best, even in our small group. They were far gifted, far more anointed, far more people that had stronger concentrations of God's grace manifest in every meeting that we gather. A righteous heart and a consistent spirit. I refuse to die. I refuse that for that flame to quench. I refuse it in the name of Jesus. Just in case you get distracted and you begin to doubt your convictions. No, people that have fire, they stay focused, they stay positive. Maybe trouble comes into your life, you're asking whether is God there? Because you have lost fire, so your mind is running your life. Our spirit runs our life. Our spirit determines what our mind thinks. Say, God has left. We don't think that way. The Bible says, Sarah received strength to bring forth because she judged him faithful who had poor. We don't think that way. The anointing runs our mind. A righteous heart, a consistent spirit. If you lose any of these virtues, you become fake. It's time for you to speak to God and say, Lord, in all my passage on the face of the earth, I want to sustain this identity. Can you rise up and call upon him? Friends, there's serious work coming up next year. You must decide which side you will be on. Where is that? We need a righteous heart, my friend, because the devil will come to you to negotiate with you. Do not
way that which you have built with God, 18 years, 25 years, 40 years, 35 years, and you just throw it out. No! There's something great, something strong that God wants to build in your life. There's something powerful that he wants to make out of you. All the process he has taken you through, all the circumstances he has moved you through, it is because there's a certain kind of man, certain kind of woman he wants to build in your life. Your days are not wasted. Your pain has not been wasted. Your tears has not been wasted. There's something that God wants to make out of all those trouble you had to go through, all those times you had to pray in the night and to call upon his name. There's a woman that he wants to bring out. There's a woman that he wants to bring out of you. Nobody in your family has ever been such a man, has ever been such a woman that God wants to raise out of your life. The time has come and God is calling his own unto himself that he might empower them. If you did not run away yesterday, don't run now. Because even now we hear from heaven a sound of an abundance of rain. A little one shall become a thousand. A small one shall become a strong nation. That which God has spoken over your life must come to pass. Death cannot take you. The enemy cannot cheat you out of it. Nothing can take you. God has spoken a word. The immutable has spoken his counsel, and it shall come to pass. You cannot be discouraged now. You cannot hear the words of the devil now. You cannot hear the language and the drumbeat coming from the kingdom of darkness now. It's too late. Because the day breaks already. The day breaks already. The day breaks. The day breaks. The day breaks. Move a number. And the hand of God's blessing will come upon his people. The people that have been calling upon his name day and night. He's about to come and visit with them. It's time to arise and shine because your light is come. Cast not away your confidence. The things that God spoke to you many years ago is not a lie. So do not cast it out. It is that insurance policy that keeps you alive upon the face of the earth. It's the power of hope walking in it to stabilize your soul, and your expectation shall not be cut off. Lift up your eyes and see. Lift up your eyes and see the powers of darkness spread across the land. In this time they are broken, and anyone that goes with faith and fire, they deliver themselves unto him. Can you not see that the time that we have long expected, that time has come, and God seeks you now to make good your promise. He seeks you now to keep your own part of the covenant, because he wants to leap out. He wants to come from your spirit. Bakaselaba. A little one shall become a thousand. A strong one, a small one, a strong nation. Muresete bakapatala baboria. Muresete mantabaraka santa baboria. Enkoba empress kefa sabala. Liga bata masaila bakabas kanta baboria. Mebrekete lebokoskete makate balante. Mabrezeka bahanta baboria. Yes, 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 yes. There's something that he has declared. There's something that he has spoken. His hand is upon you. His name is upon you. His voice orders your step. A day has come when he wants to reveal. Oh, barakampetai. Ikupatemaskila. Zeita banda skapava. Babraska topalatekai. The stronghold of religion is breaking. The stronghold of idolatry is bowing down. The best days of the kingdom of light is here. You cannot afford. You cannot afford to bolt out now because your time has come. Aberanabaskaya, Seminaskaya, Rapote Maskaya, Sakabalabalabala. Yes, 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 yes. That which is locked up in your spirit is crying out for expression right now. It's crying out. It's crying out. It's crying out. That evangelist inside of you, this is the time for the manifestation thereof. Oh, Bakasanda. Ebreketa Bakayata Balabata. Mabraseko baskabala, ibasenda lebarante, mabreska baskebole makada, lika bazabalata, mabrataka yanta babole makata, mabraseka telokosketela, mabraka beskaya, isamanta braga bakala balataya, ika balabala balase topa. Yes, 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 the Lord God Almighty, may He multiply your strength like the strength of an eagle. May your strength be multiplied. Zigabanta Marata Zakabata Balata Reposkata Makabraskata Labata Rabasenda Balata Rabedakata Malata Rakabasanta Balata Rakabasanta Darabalata Rebaskete Begadelata Rabescombre Babombre Makabre Zekutabre Makadelidabre Zigabanta Bre Makatayata Nekaskaleba Mahasaya Makaba. Mahasaya, Sekabalata Liba Casket of Briella Bacan, Meda Casket Bregatella Bacadabo, Meda Deca Sakatala Babole Macante Breget. That time has come. That time has come. You cannot be weak now. You cannot be weak now. You cannot be discouraged now. You cannot back up now. Because right now, there is a sound. There is a sound. There is a sound. There is a sound. God speaks your name. God calls your name. God speaks your name right now. Oh! Cobrese! Cobrese! Cobrese inga basata babo sekede inka bobo santa babolaba. There is a sound coming from heaven. The power of God has been released. Let the yoke be broken. Jesus. The hand of God has decided to push you forward. He's pushing you out of your comfort zone. He's pushing you out of your place of rest. Arise! 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 Oh, Masaila, Masaila. Zakopata Balakabata. Bebresketo Mantua. Yakwata Balakata. Oh God. Oh God. Do not allow the devil sow seeds of discouragement. Let that giant that is asleep in your spirit, let that giant arise. I speak to that prophet, I speak to that evangelist, I speak to that intercessor, I speak to that apostle. Arise in the name of Jesus. Arise in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, arise. Oh, Baraka Basile. Shemina like Brigade. Mabrasekata mina kadaba. Ampata babora baskata branta baba. Babrasakata la babore bakanta baba. Bebra makaya. Zikapata mantobala katabala. Bebra seta, bebra seta. Bebra kapata. Bebra katuata. Bebra seka kualama. Anta ta ta ta. Sabala kamalata. Oh, 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 Sabala namaraba. The devil cannot blind you now. The kingdom of darkness cannot suppress you now. Now is the appointed time. Today is the day of salvation. Obese, obareka mante bregete la bakasketa, enda basata baboria, barete kepata. Let the weak say, I am strong. La koberete bada, akoberete bala, akoberete maskadia. Oh yes, panda babo, panda basakata la baboro bokose. Babrasaka batakabela da bakaske. Babraseta bregadela bakaske topiana bakadaba. Shemina brasketa bena kanta baboria. Mabrasata babora makata branta babori makatebo. Mabrasenta bande makate baboria. Shebria da kasketa mina kanda. Babros ede alenda. Ika ba 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 ba. Aka ba 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 ba. Enska ba 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 ba. Yes 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 yes. Mata kobre da kabala balata balabala. Rebel against the devil. Rebel against the kingdom of darkness. Rebel against Satan. Rebel. Rebel. It is now time to awake out of sleep. Rebel. 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 Kobaraka Masai Lebasanta. Ikobale, Ikobale, Iskobale, Mankobale, Saila Makabraska Tababori Makande, Babalata Braska Tabiana Babalata, Mebrasketa Bante Kobara. You can revive your prayer life right now, your personal altar. You can revive it, you can call fire upon it. You can say, Lord, a fresh commitment, a fresh revival, a fresh addiction to the place of prayer. Right now, right here. Oh, yes. Jofre Tabalan Tababo. Zika Balahaskaya. Mebrosente. Ikabaran Tababoria. Oh, my God. Zazo Zezenebre. Every form of sickness operating in your body today, we say, take leave, take leave, take leave. We speak to every spirit of infirmity. Your body is the temple of the living God. Zomene tekoskende. Shanta babosa manta eka braske to minakalbi. Membra sate bokoske tela bransa kuta banta alabara. Maita kaske to minakade baba. Iso mene ete kaila masula braske. Bokoske te makante zuza. Zimanta brakata yeka bata mabaru. Buranaski.
It is your day. It is your hour. Begin to proclaim those things that God has spoken to you aforetime, because it will not tarry. It will come to pass. Now is the time and the effect of every vision. For the vision shall speak and it shall not lie. Those things God has spoken to you, it will not tarry again. These are the time where visions see effect on time. The hand of the Lord. The time has come for the power of God to be revealed to the church of Jesus Christ. Your hands will heal the sick. Your hands will raise the dead. Your hands will cleanse the lepers. The old miracles, the old signs, the old wonders are about to come again. Peramasaila. Endamasaila. Akeprostatabriala babarama kante bregade. Mante sobata. Everything that tarried in your life, the time of manifestation has come. Weep not, O daughter of Zion. For thy garden shall be watered. Thy parched lands shall be softened with the dew of the morning. Weep not, for your time is now. Yea, the Lord rejoices over you. Combres capadamina. Embrele bondes capres cabana. Weep not, O daughter of Zion. Merokoski la brande makande babai. Mories dobra igabaskema. Weep not. 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 Bobo sata banda babari. Bobo sata briala bakaske tomina kande. I give you praise. I give you glory. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. You are the Alpha. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our God. You are worthy to be praised. You are the Alpha.
You are Alpha, oh yes, and Omega. We worship you. You are worthy to be praised.
Sing and we lift you.
We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are.
You see, the power of God is so strong.
We give you all the glory. We worship you, our God. You are.
The grace of the Lord is multiplied over your life. Pick up your weapon. Pick up your sword. Because the time has come. The day and the hour is here. The visions of your spirit shall no longer tarry before they find fulfillment. Now is the time and the effect of every vision. For the vision will speak, it will not lie. It will not lie. In Jesus' mighty name.